Hey, this is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Holiday Lees here at the Bathtub Mermaid, and that means that I'm sharing with you all of my Holiday Lees posts from the blog that I keep. Today is Saturday, December 13th, and the topic for today is getting ready. It's 13 days into December, and my tree is barely decorated. Well, it's about half decorated. Fuzzy, my husband, has been away most of the week, and without his quiet presence in the house, I just didn't feel motivated to decorate, which is ironic, really, because he doesn't particularly care if the house is dressed appropriately for the season or not. I mean, he likes the finished product, but he hates the process. I think I'm finally over the stupid cold sinus thing that's been sapping my energy and destroying my mood. My voice feels a lot better, at least. But the weather is due to change again in a day or so who knows? In any case, I've had a decently productive couple of days, even though I still haven't finished the chapter I meant to write this week. On the other hand, I read 3 books and reviewed 3 other books, and I'm now reading a lovely book of essays that my friend Becca wrote. I've been reading her blog practically since she started it in 2006, of course, but reading it all on bound printed pages is vastly different experience, and even though it's self-published, it doesn't matter a whit because she did it. She completed it. And you should all read it because it's funny and gentle and kind and self-deprecating and insightful and incredibly articulate, just as Becca is herself. And you can find her book, which is called Life in General, at BeccaRowan.com. It's BeccaRowan.com. Go check it out. And no, I wasn't paid to talk about her book. I actually paid for my copy, and then I got all misty when I read the way she inscribed it to me, because she's really sweet. I am, right now, a little over 5 years younger than she was when she began blogging, and I feel like I haven't accomplished enough. I'm pretty certain that's what's also sapping my typical Christmas spirit. But the thing is, something really wonderful has been happening as I've been reading Becca's published words. I've been feeling, to use a word that I coined, really writey. In fact, instead of reading her book straight through, the way I typically read everything that's put in front of me, I'm having to stop and walk away and dash out notes or phrases or write a paragraph, and that's kind of cool. I still don't feel like the Christmas season, that whole Christmas magic feeling thing, is hovering just outside my perception, waiting for me to be ready for it. But at least since the last couple of days have shown me that I can be more positive and I'm reading all this stuff, I have faith that I actually will be ready for it fairly soon. And I feel the same about my own writing. I've got these 2 separate projects that I've eluded completion for the better part of a year in one case, and more than a year, more than 2 or 3 years in the other, that I finally feel like I'm going to be ready to tackle them. And I guess that's kind of appropriate, really, because we're not in Christmastide. Christmas doesn't really start until Christmas Day. Instead, we're in Advent, and it's supposed to be a time of preparation. And whether you mean Advent religiously or not, it's all about waiting and watching and planning and yearning and getting ready. Soon. I'll be ready soon. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidailies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song, composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? Visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. Cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.